Introduction. Geza Gardoni was born Geza Ziegler in 1863, the second child of a skilled mechanic whose largely unsuccessful efforts to better his prospects kept him continually on the move. He and his growing family lived in 16 places in 23 years. The young Geza's education was constantly interrupted, and his poor memory served him ill in a system where so much learning by heart was demanded. His father, however, was a great reader and stimulated his son. He also imparted his own patriotic fervor with his memories of the Revolution of 1848, in which he had played an exciting part and lost a fortune. In 1878, Geza Ziegler entered the Teachers' Training College at Eger, not from any ambition to teach, but because his parents could no longer afford to keep him at secondary school. In the following year, his father died, plunging the whole family into abject poverty. Geza bore this with stoical resignation. He published humorous sketches in student journals based on his observation of country folk. Eger was a cathedral town and a place of pilgrimage, drawing huge crowds from all over Hungary. It offered plenty of opportunities for a youth with a quick eye and keen ear to gather material. It was here that he first adopted the name of Gardoni, after the village of Gardogne, where he was baptized. He completed his course in 1881, and his diary for September 23rd of that year records his rules of life: moderation, silence, order, determination, satisfaction, use of time, sincerity, justice, innocence, cleanliness, calmness, chastity, and humility. These are hardly the virtues normally associated with an 18-year-old, but testify to the hardships he had endured and to his acquaintance with the works of Benjamin Franklin, whose career seemed to him in many ways to resemble his own. For the young Gardoni was ambitious, though his future career at that stage was obscure. Gardoni embarked on a journalistic career in 1885 in the town of Dürr. His experience on a provincial paper served him well. He had to write everything from everyday reporting to theater and music criticism and short stories. Since he depended entirely on his writing for his income, he was compelled to write popular romantic tales and humorous sketches that sold well. From Dürr, he moved to Szeged, then regarded as a stepping stone to acceptance in Budapest and the nursery of several well-known writers. There, in 1890, he published, at his own expense, a collection of short stories and satires. Then in 1891, he finally made the move to Budapest, where, with the help of his friend Sándor Brody, he began to write for the opposition paper Magyar Hírlap. He became a successful parliamentary reporter. In 1894, he published a short novel, A Lámpás, The Lamp, based on his teaching experiences, a volume of verse, a series of sketches of members of parliament, and two collections of short stories and articles. At last, he had arrived. He was freed from the poverty that had beset him, and his name became familiar in literary circles. But the strain of life in the capital taxed his health, which was never strong. He searched for a place not too far away where he could work in peace, and discovered it in the peasant house he bought and refurbished in Eger. From the windows, he could look down on the ruined fortress. His son Jozef describes how he would walk round the walls, picturing the siege of 1552, and taking special delight in the ingenious tricks of Gergay the Scholar. It was not long before he began to work in earnest, collecting material and reading sources in Hungarian, Latin, German, and Turkish. He soon realized that his task was much bigger than he had expected, for, quote, "We have a false picture of the events of the Turkish-Hungarian period. If only someone could conjure up these characters so that we might see their eyes, hear their words, and feel the beating of their hearts," unquote. He continued to ponder whether it would be possible to write a novel which would not use history merely as a backcloth, but would serve as a light to illuminate the intriguing darkness of past centuries. He had problems with his chosen hero. Gergely Bornemisza was virtually unknown until he appeared at Eger, but the few years he then had to live.